Masechtas Demayim, Perek Hay, Mishnah Tes. Previously, the Mishnayos were discussing produce that was coming from two different suppliers. The Mishnah here discusses different types of people that supply the different produce. The Mishnah says, Ma'aser Mishal Yisrael, Al Shal Evdi Kechavim. You can take off Ma'aser from produce that came from Yisrael, a Jew, to exempt produce that came from Evdi Kechavim, from a non-Jew, an idol worshiper. And regarding the non-Jews, there's a difference of opinion if a non-Jew that owns land in Eretz Yisrael, if it becomes exempt from Trumas and Misers. There's two different opinions, and our Mishnah is of the opinion that they do not exempt the produce from Trumas and Misers, and so their produce is the same status of Tevel. It's not Demai, because there's no question about it. There was no Trumas and Misers taken off of the non-Jew's produce. It's regular Tevel, and you can take off the non-Jew's produce and the Jew's produce that's Tevel. You can take off Meister from one for the other. Mishalavik Echavim Al-Shal Yisrael, vice versa, you can take off Trumas and Meisters from the non-Jews' produce to exempt the Jews' produce. The Mishnah continues, Mishal Yisrael Al-Shal Kusim, and Mishal Yisrael Al-Shal Kusim, you can take off Trumas and Meisters from a Jew's produce for a Kusi. Kusi, the Kuthians, we've spoken about them in the past, they had a questionable conversion. And according to this opinion in the Mishnah, they did not take off Trumas and Meisers whatsoever. And it was not even considered Demai. And it had a regular Tevel status. And therefore, you can take off Meiser from a regular Jew's Tevel's produce to exempt that of a Kusi. And Mishal Kusiim Akusiim. And you can also take off Trumas and Meisers from produce from one Kusi on behalf of another Kusi, because it's not considered Demai, it's considered a definite Tevel. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the last halacha. Rabbi Eliezer Eiser Mishal Kusi Al Shal Kusim. He disagreed regarding taking Trumas and Meisers from produce from one Kusi on behalf of another one. He says that it is possible that they may have taken off Trumas and Meisers, and therefore we do have to be concerned that possibly you're taking off from one area that was already exempt for another area that's obligated, and so you can't do that. Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah discusses here, till now we've been discussing potentially taking from produce that's exempt already, taking Meisers, in order to exempt other produce that's obligated, and that doesn't work. Now the Mishnah discusses different types of produce that some are required midiraisa, biblically, to take off Trumas and Meisers, and some are required only derabanan, rabbinically. So the Mishnah says, Atzitz nakuv, if you have a pot that has a hole in the bottom, hareza ka'aretz, the plant that's in the pot, it's as if it's in the ground. Since this pot has a hole, it gets nutrients directly from the ground and has the same status as the ground, and therefore, it's obligated in Trumas and Meisers midiraisa. However, if the pot would not have a hole, it's going to be discussed later on in the Mishnah, so then it doesn't get nutrients from the ground, that only is required Trumas and Meisers midrabanan, but not midaraisa. So the Mishnah continues. Atzitz nakuf, a pot that has a hole in it. Hareza ka'aretz, it's as if it's growing in the ground. Tara mea aretz, al atzitz nakuf, you can take truma off from produce that grew directly in the ground to exempt that grew in this pot with a hole. Me'atzitz nakuv ala arts, and you can do vice versa. You can take Trumas and Meisers off of things that grew in the pot with the hole, to exempt things that grew from the ground. Trumas and truma, his truma is a valid truma, because they both are obligated midaraisa on a biblical level. Me'she'ene nakuv al nakuv, if someone took off Trumas and Meisers from ene nakuv, from a pot that did not have a hole, and it's only required midarabanan, and he took that off to exempt something that was nakuv, that was required midaraisa to take Trumas and Meisers off. So then the Mishnah says, Truma, it is considered Truma, he has to treat it as Truma. However, V'yavzer V'yitrim, he has to take another Truma from the pot that has the hole in it, because that pot was obligated midaraisa, and he took from something that was exempt midaraisa. So he needs to take something that's obligated midaraisa from the pot that has a hole in it, in order to exempt it. The Mishnah continues with another case, min ha'nakav al she'ein ha'nakav, in the reverse case, where he took from the pot that had a hole in it, that has an obligation midiraisa, and he's using it to exempt a pot that doesn't have a hole, and it's only obligated midiranan, so then truma, it is a valid truma. However, the actual portion of truma that he separated cannot be eaten by the kohen until you take from it another truma semaisers from it. Why is that? Because this portion that was taken from the pot that had a hole, it was tevel midaraisa. It needed truma semaisers taken off of it midaraisa, and he used it as a truma portion for something that was a pot without a hole that was really exempt midaraisa. And so on a deraisa level, it did not actually get a status of truma, and on a deraisa level, it's still considered tevel. And although it's treated as truma on a midrabanan, on a rabbinical level, but midaraisa, it's still considered tevel, and so he needs to take off trumas and maestras from that portion itself in order for the kohen to be able to eat it.